Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2227. Get Motivated to Start Working Out by Kate Hess of NourishNestBreathe.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of just a few podcasts in the world where blogs are read to you. And on this show, you get the added bonus of hearing my commentary at the end. Oh, and another bonus. On Fridays, I answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. But for now, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Get Motivated to Start Working Out by Kate Hess of NourishNestBreathe.com. Building new habits can be hard. If you struggle to exercise on a regular basis, I've got some tips to help you not only start working out, but make regular exercise a sustainable part of your day. Learn not only how to motivate yourself to get to the gym or work out at home, but also what to do once you get there to ensure you'll want to go back the next day. Today's questioner asked, how do I get the motivation to start working out? I'll do it one day and then not do it again. While I'll be directly addressing this question in this post, this applies to you just as much if you haven't even tried to start working out yet. I'm guessing there are a couple of things at play here. Let's start with motivation. Get really clear on your why. Why do you want to work out? If the best you can come up with is, my doctor told me to, or because I know it's the right thing to do, then it's going to be really hard to motivate yourself to work out. Dig down. If you're asking this question, my guess is you have a really good why. Do you want to get healthy so you can play with your kids without getting winded? Perhaps you want to feel comfortable and confident in your own skin. Maybe you want to go on an adventure trip with friends or family, but you need to be in better shape first. Once you have a really clear why, focus on that why. When you struggle to get to the gym, to exercise at home, or to go out for a walk, return to your why. You're not exercising simply to work out. You're doing it so you can achieve your why. Next, let's talk about logistics. You know this is already something you struggle to commit to. So, set yourself up for success by arranging to meet a friend to work out, keeping a packed gym bag in your car for after work, signing up for sessions with a personal trainer, or joining a peer support group through a fitness app or a fitness tracker or at the gym. This could be as simple as checking in by text with your accountability buddy when you've done your daily workout. Or it could be more structured, like scheduling a consistent time and day to work out with a trainer or accountability partner. You know yourself better than I do. Set up logistics that work for you and your schedule. Don't overdo it. Finally, I suspect you may be overdoing it during your one day of working out. Does this sound familiar? You feel stressed out because you avoided working out for the last few weeks. So when you do finally make it to the gym or start a home workout, you feel like you have to make it count. So you go hard. An hour of cardio, lifting weights, pushing to the max on reps and weight, then back to the cardio for a cool down. Not surprisingly, the next morning, you're exhausted, achy, stiff, and sore. You struggle to get out of bed, and the idea of going back to the gym sounds like torture. If this sounds spot on, it's because I've learned this lesson the hard way too. Instead of repeating this pattern, set a time limit and work out for only 30 minutes. Depending on your current fitness level, you might need to decrease or increase that time. So that 30 minutes might involve cardio. It might be weightlifting. It might be a fitness class. Whatever you choose, remember the goal is to not overdo it. Aim for a nice warm glow, not a red-faced, panting, collapse-on-the-floor level of exercise. The next morning, when you wake up and feel just a hint of the workout from the day before, you'll be much more likely to feel excited and motivated to hit the gym again. Small steps set you up for success. While that nice warm glow might not get you to your fitness goal today, by starting with small steps, you set yourself up for success. Over time, as you increase your physical fitness level, you'll be able to work out longer and harder without overdoing it. There are two main components to keeping yourself motivated to work out. Find accountability, that can be intrinsic, your why, or extrinsic, a friend, class, trainer, or group. And then make sure you don't overdo it. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. If you take one step a day every single day, you'll get there much faster than if you take 10 steps once every few months. You just listened to the post titled "Get Motivated to Start Working Out" by Kate Hess of nourishnestbreathe.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. If you've listened to this podcast for any significant length of time, you know I'm a huge fan of finding your why. So I was so happy when today's author, Kate, said that it's important to ask yourself this very question. But what's even better about discovering your why for exercise is that sometimes you can even use that same why to motivate you for other stuff too. For example, if you find it extra difficult to go to work or school or really anywhere today, ask yourself why you're doing it. When it comes to going to work, the obvious response would probably be, I show up to work so I can have a paycheck. But go beyond that. Why is having a paycheck important? To pay the bills. Okay, yeah, I get it. But why else? Go beyond the surface level stuff. Think big picture. Kate said that when we're trying to get motivated to exercise, it may not be enough to use the because my doctor told me so excuse to get us moving. Instead, find a bigger picture reason, like I want to be able to walk my grandchildren down the aisle at their wedding. Now we're getting to a why that really helps motivate. So take a moment, ask yourself, what are my whys? And once you can answer that question beyond surface level responses, you can get through almost any situation. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here every day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow for the usual Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.